Yeah, we're here until.
Hey, Van, I totally dug your performance, and you knew you played all of Wyatt Birdland in there, right?
Yeah.
Who could have given you a quote right down for the school? Phil Hartman is one of the best composers. The guy on Saturday Night Live, who leads the band, was in his band at Berkeley High School. And a whole bunch of Tom Lomas, the Santana, played for Phil Hartman at Berkeley High School in Northern California. This is a super cool tune. You did that one called Unforgettable, Phil Hartman, super cool. I got a whole bunch. I put my email on there so we can be it. The best thing about this band is all the solos. Besides the blending and the balance and all that, is that there's so many solos. It's super important. I'm teaching in middle school in Lafayette, California, about 880 miles somewhere that way. Anyway, our big deal is to have everybody solo, and I heard that so many solos are totally devil. So I'm going to go quickly through some ideas about solos. Great ideas, and maybe you can just explain a little bit more. And I'd say if you're doing a rock song, Golden Curtain, you've heard the original voice, right? This song of Serenade. So what I do is I go home and I put on YouTube, and there are as many versions as I could. And then when you're taking your solo, you're channeling rock song, Golden Curtain. This is what I think it's a rock song. You just start playing on here. And when you did your solo, you started off with a little theme. You remember the theme you started off with?
Yeah.
Did you play that theme for me?
Yeah.
Of your solo. Beautiful. Then what you want to do, you have that written down? Okay, take this. Then at home, write it upside down and write it back down. Called retrograde version. You know what I'm talking about? So go to your teacher and have her help you write it backwards and then turn it upside down and write it. And you'll take those same couple of notes and start making all kinds of stuff. Then you play do the beat, and then you'll start making all kinds of things happen for you. Was that in C minor? What was the satin stride? D flat minor?
No, it's D flat.
Okay. Can you play the beginning of the second stride? And just working on all the time. Working. That's fine. Very nice. Okay. One. Can you take it here? This is a different tempo. We can just play here. One. Two.
Thank you.
One time it's gonna, my teacher, the trumpet player, another time, I'm going to the army, bass trumpet, bass trombone, another time it'll be used for sax, so you just keep helping each other. I didn't hear that. Now I need to volunteer what we need to get out. Okay, good, come on up. Okay, here's the rule. He's gonna play to be using those notes. Okay? G and G. E flat, C and G. Okay. So, she gets a coffee break. He drags the band. Watch this. You play two measures. Simple. If they don't play it exactly that, you have to repeat it. So I mean, if you can't play anything, you're not gonna learn. Okay? Super simple. And always start on G. Okay? One, two. Two, three, for him. Thank you. you can do cooperatively.